I'm Pierre Lumumba here at the Swara Plains Conservancy, which is in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya, here in the Mother Continent. We continue with our conversations, and today we talk about a contemporary issue which must be understood in our historical context. The activities of France through their president Emmanuel Macron. In order to understand Macron without pretending to be psychologist, but reading from his conduct, he casts himself in the mold of Charles de Gaulle. And many of the activities of Emmanuel Macron, as I see it and as some commentators do, gives one a sense of deja vu, in the sense that they have been done before. And I look at Macron and I see de Gaulle in 1944 in Congo Brazzaville, putting together African countries in what was then called French Equatorial Africa, and telling them, we are going to do these things for the benefit of Africa. We are going to reward Africa. And I see that happening today. And then when I see Macron with his Africa Forward, it is reminiscent of French Afrique. And this takes me back to 1973 in Niamey, in Niger, when the then Nigerian President Hamani Diori meets the French president at that time, Georges Pompidou. And at that time, it is also about France and Africa. And we don't say these often. In 1972, Georges Pompidou visits Niger, and there is a quarrel about uranium. Then the meeting is held, the first of their France-Afrique meetings in 1973. And a year later, Hamani Diori is overthrown. So that context is necessary in trying to appreciate the way Macron behaves, particularly after a series of events. Event number one is the coup d'etat in Guinea, then much more prominently the coup d'etat in Mali in the year 2020, then the coup d'etat in Burkina in the year 2022, and the coup d'etat in Niger in the year 2023. And the expulsion of the French. When they are expelled, the French are losing at several levels. Level number one is economic. Level number two is military. Because without being as outright as the Sahelian states, even the Senegalese ask the French to leave their territory, and even the Cote d'Ivoirians, so that the French military presence is being reduced, as is their economic presence. And you see a Macron who casts himself in the mold of the leader of Europe. And trying to lead Europe means that you must cast yourself as somebody who is present militarily and otherwise in a continent that you have dominated. Remember that the French dominate the economies of their former colonies through CFA franc, which is the currency that they have controlled from Paris, and which is a currency which then controls the economy. From a military perspective, they have their own forces, which forces are used periodically to install regimes. And indeed, one sees that many of the civilian regimes or administrations in the former French colonies are actually determined and guided from Paris. And Macron is present in this space. Beyond that, one sees a Macron who, having lost the kind of traction that they had in that region, and I've not mentioned what happened in Gabon, the coup d'etat in Gabon. I've not mentioned what happened in Guinea. All these sees a France that is losing out. And because France is losing out, you see a Macron who says, I am a Pan-Africanist. He says that he is one of the leading Pan-African. Of course, we don't believe him. And he says this in an attempt to regain the lost territory. And that is why we see the diplomatic charm. The diplomatic charm is very strategic. Number one, they target Nigeria. And they target Nigeria, invite the Nigerian president to Paris, and because Nigeria is the most populous nation in the western part of Africa. In East Africa, they target Kenya. And Kenya is unique in this regard geopolitically. And indeed, one sees that when the meeting is held in Nairobi, Kenya, from the 11th through to the 12th day of May, the year 2026, they have renamed it. It is no longer France Africa, it is Africa Forward, but it's co-hosted by France and of course Kenya, and for the first time is held in a country that was not a former colony of France. Outside of Kenya and Nigeria, there is also the diplomatic charm in Angola with the president in Angola. They are now targeting another former colony of Portugal. And all these must be seen in the context of a France that is trying to project herself as the leader. And what one must understand is that France has interests at several levels. In Kenya, for example, they have now entered into a military pact with the Kenyan Defense Forces, and that pact allows them to station their forces in the Republic of Kenya, and this is to bolster their presence in Djibouti, where they are also very present. But let us look at the major thing that they are looking for, or Macron is trying to look for, or when he is raiding these territories. It is a colonial power, which was a neo-colonial power, whose strategies and stratagems have been unmasked in their former colonies, and is therefore trying to get new clients. And I use the word clients very deliberately. New clients because estimates differ, but there is almost 5,000 French companies in the continent of Africa. And they span mining. This is the source of their uranium. They span agriculture. They span logistics. They span artificial intelligence. They span manufacturing. They are in the retail business, in the supermarket business. All these are in the continent of Africa. And if one looks at Africa, Africa is the youngest continent on Earth. So you are looking at a population, give or take 1.4 to 1.5 billion. You are targeting that market. And you are targeting it because if you exclude Africa from your equation, then you cannot survive. You cannot maintain the lives, the quality of life that you see in France. In fact, one of the former presidents of France, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, once said, if Africa were to leave France, France would be a third world country in 10 years. So we can understand why Macron is on this charm offensive. And when we say that France is raiding Africa, we actually mean it. It is diplomatic charm. But it must be understood in the sense that he is trying to delude Africans through their leaders that this is being done in the best interest of Africa. And it is not lost on me that some of the activities that are taking place in France are meant to hoodwink Africa. Take, for example, the president of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama, takes a resolution to the United Nations to have the world declare that the transatlantic trade was a crime against humanity. France, like all other colonizers, abstains. They don't vote for the resolution. And then they come back and say that we want to work with you in the reparation space. And indeed, he attends a meeting in Accra, Ghana, in the month of June of the year 2026. And not only does he do that in advance of his journey to Ghana on the 28th day of May, the year 2026, the French Parliament repeals a law that was enacted in 1658 during the administration of King Louis XIV and signed by King Louis XV, which is the Code Noir. Code Noir was a law which simply said that Africans were chattels who could be sold in the market. Then he comes to Africa and says, you see, we have now repealed this law. Now we can deal with you on equal terms. And then he comes to Nairobi and meets many African countries and says, we are going to give you 27 billion euros. You know, when you are talking about a continent of over 1.4 billion divided into 54 countries, what is 27 billion? It's a pittance. It's like trying to water a desert, the Sahara Desert, using a teaspoon. And that is the kind of thing that Emmanuel Macron and France, therefore, is doing. And this, sometimes there is a sense in which we in the continent of Africa must also blame ourselves, because we are in the lamentation mode too often. The French have defined what they want. Does Africa define what it wants? No, we seldom do. And France is allowing itself to emerge as this savior, while Africa could save herself. And remember what Macron does also. He does what he does outside of the European Union. He does what he does outside of other establishment, because he's saying France is unique. France is this new power that thinks differently, new in the sense that our approach is no longer the one that is condescending. Our approach is not the one that is controlling. We are working together. Our relationship is symbiotic. We are partners in this regard. And that is what I call the Trojan horse approach. It is a Trojan horse in the sense that they, once they get into the economy, and you can see it in several sectors, in the oil sectors, with the Total Energies, with ELF. You can see it in the logistics sector with Bolloré. And all these are designed to create what I call economic colonization. And if anybody got it right, it was the first vice president of Zambia, Simon Kapwepwe. He said, those who left as colonizers will come back as investors, and we must have the ability to identify them for who they are. And their main man in France now is Emmanuel Macron, the African raider. He is not in the business of the Red Cross. He is in the business of getting as much as he can from the continent of Africa. And this charm offensive is one that must be seen for what it is. A very surreptitious, subterranean way of ensuring that African resources are captured by France through these exclusive agreements and through these strategies and stratagem. Emmanuel Macron, the modern day Tarzan of an economic kind. We continue with our conversations about the continent of Africa, but we will see you next time as we continue our in-depth analysis of diverse issues. Welcome when we come back again. Thank you.